Hello guys, this is Humble Dame coming to you guys. I'm going to try to project my voice as much as possible. I am outside and hopefully if you hear kids in the background, hey, you know, it's the summertime. Kids are on summer vacation and having fun and getting on our nerves, right? All at the same time, okay? So, all right, sorry about that guys. I had to, you know, redirect the children. So I wanted to come and talk about Out of Anger's Ashes and how healing from anything, whether self-imposed or outside influences, is spatial. It's not linear. You will have people, and you have to also not to look at yourself as a victim of anything. You have to look and see what you can learn from yourself and from others and things that can try to help you to be a better person going forward, okay? But it doesn't mean it's not going to be irritating or frustrating, especially if you have things you're already irritated and frustrated about. And you have people on the outside of you, whether it's bosses or what have you, anyone you interact with that's trying to heighten that, okay? Of course, those are toxic people. We don't want to be around them. But we also always want to point the finger back at ourselves. And it's important to ask yourself, what are you really angry about? And as we begin to ask ourselves what we're really angry about, what we're really angry about is that the way something was done or the way someone behaved or the way something was ended or started was not meeting up to our expectations of what we thought was acceptable, right? So it could have been what happened was unacceptable, whether personally, business-wise, what have you, whether that's society when it comes to the law or just social norms, you know what I mean? Some things are just not normal. So you have abnormal things that happen to you and that you do to yourself, you know what I mean? We always want to look on the inside. And here's the frustrated thing where you have to go into the inside. You're going to have to be the one to deal with the emotions, because the majority of the time, people who inflict, or when you're in a certain state of mind yourself, when you inflict certain things on yourself or your circumstance, your life, you're obviously not in your right state of mind. All right, so we have to take into account our frame of mind, our mental status, right? And then not to really point the finger at other people, but to kind of look at where they're coming from as well. So you're going to have to approach yourself with a lot of patience and a lot of compassion, right? And so any emotions that comes up, and today we're talking about anger, you're going to have to unpeel that layer back, right? Because when you repress anger, you don't deal with things, small things is going to trigger you and set you off. And it's actually a bigger issue underneath there, right? It's kind of like they say that it's a surface for me emotion, and for the majority of people it is. So beneath that anger, it could be sadness, it could be irritation, frustration, disappointment. Anger can be one of the stages of grief, but that doesn't always have to be that you're in grief about something. Some people could just be angry, you know what I mean? It could be a chemical thing where you might need to take medication. And this is where a lot of people will seek out a psychotherapist or a psychiatrist or whatever, but there's other things that you can do as far as for self-help and helping yourself to deal with these emotions, whether you've been a victim of something that was atrocious or sadistic, or whether you did something to yourself. You know, a lot of times it's both of us, right? Or it could have been something that was just, you was treated with bias, you was treated with prejudice. All right, sorry about that. So when we are looking at these type of things, we have to kind of approach ourselves with a lot of compassion. And don't let people try to rush you like, oh, well, you should be that happened when you was 10 or that was last year or that was yesterday. You know, get over it and move on. Don't let people push you into that. Of course, we have to be productive and we have to be practical. Right. There's not moping around or woe is me or pity parties. But if something comes up. Right. And of course, if you're in a situation professionally or work. Right. And something comes up, of course, you're going to have to deal with that later. But when you come home or you go home that night, you want to probably try to deal with that either by journaling, sitting with the emotion, calling up a trusted friend, right? In today's age, you really don't have a lot of trusted friends. A lot of people, you can't trust them with anything. You can't tell them you had a bad day or that you're irritated about something because there's a lot of gossip type of thing going on, right? They enjoy doing that. So if you don't have that, journaling is important. Maybe doing a few stretches, show yourself some compassion. You know, if you want to eat an ice cream cone, right? Some people say that that's escapism. Well, we all do escapism to a certain extent, right? Because if you're angry or you're having a hard time or you're frustrated, you call your friend, or if you're coupled and you're married, you'll call your spouse or your significant other. Those are forms of escapism. You just have to make sure the people that you're trying to escape and trying to vent to are safe places and people. If they're not, they're going to leak out and distort and demonize and bias and prejudice, opinionate anything that comes out of your mouth about whatever you're experiencing, whether it's seen clearly or it's not seen. You're not seeing it in the correct way, right? Because sometimes when we're unhealed, we may not see things in the correct way. And that should be okay with people that are around you. They shouldn't try to micromanage and curtail and tell you, well, if that happened to me, I'll act like this. They don't know how the hell they will act because the shit probably ain't never happened to them yesterday. Probably some of them, unfortunately, has something to do with the bullshit. So if you have something to do with the bullshit or if it never happened to you, you can't tell nobody how to respond to something. Okay? So this causes more anger, right? So you have to really, really, really cut your ears off and your emotions and any type of association you have. You have to disassociate from anyone that is out of that behavior. If it hasn't happened to them and they're not showing any compassion or empathy, they don't give a fuck, they laugh and joking, oh, let it go, oh, it's not a big deal, oh, move on, that type of thing, right? Which we know if they were psychiatrists, they would completely suck. Or if they had any type of hand in anything, joking or laughing, joking around, ha, 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 you definitely can't take no advice from them because they were the ones that were enjoying whatever is causing your anger, irritation, your disappointment, your frustration, right? And some people feed off of that behavior from you, right? It could be either through because of jealousy or envy or entitlement, or they hate your ass, which, you know, I've experienced a lot of that. They don't like you. They think that whatever you have, they're supposed to have. They feel they're better than you. Whatever type of reason people do what they do, right? Those are people you would never be able to get any type of sound advice or a calm listening ear or a shoulder to cry on. Because when you cry on their shoulder, they text them with the other hand laughing at your ass. When you are venting to them and you want them to be a caring ear, they're a cantankerous ear. They're a conniving ear. Any sign of weakness because they're coming to you with like a predator, a wolf in sheep's clothing, they're seeking to get any type of semblance of negative emotion out of you while you're being in an honest, vulnerable moment. And they love to go tell it to other people to distort, to demonize. And in that way, they isolate you and it makes them feel like they're better. I'm just telling you, this is a social norm now. This is not a one in a million type of thing. Or, oh, that happens every now and then. This is happening every day. All day. Okay. So when you coming into this anger's ashes, you're going to have to show even more compassion on yourself because you're more than likely you're not going to get it from the people around you. Now, if you're blessed to get it from the people around you, then you should show them a lot of appreciation and happiness. But when they get nonchalant and I don't give a fuck type of attitude, or you need to let that shit go, we need to move on, it's a new day, it's a new season type bullshit. Those are people that are lackadaisically, and a lot of them sadistically are just like shooing you off, right? Because they really secretly enjoy that, which is very strange because people who enjoy those emotions have those emotions trapped on the inside of them all the time, right? So this is something that you're going to have to be able to come to terms with. You're going to have to come to terms with it. So when you're dealing with this anger and this frustration and this irritation, you're going to have to find healthy ways, whether you're single, right, by yourself or your couple, you're going to have to try to find healthy ways in order to be able to release it, and healthy people in order to help you to process it, whether that's a therapist or some of you do like religious beliefs, which I think that's important, whatever your spiritual practice is, no judgments here, whatever your relationship status is, right? If you have a friend, a trusted friend, the key word here is trust. That's the key word. Right. Because we know a lot of people now, they don't operate off of trust and honesty and loyalty. They operate off of cheap thrills, which is fucking and sucking. They operate off of chump change, which is what can you give me? If you pay me, bitch, I don't have to have no trust. If you give me some dick or some coochie, bitch, fuck that loyalty. Right. So that's what we're dealing with. It's beyond a dog eat dog type of sensation. It's everything that's unnatural. It's unnatural to family. It's unnatural to friendships. It's unnatural to marital relationships. Those are unnatural principles and dynamics and a way of being that have been introduced and normalized. So that's what you're dealing with. Right. So that'll cause even more anger. And the weird thing is people like that will group together. And they will coddle each other and support each other in their irrational, unreasonable, psychotic anger towards you. Isn't that weird? So while they're receiving support and while they're getting the red carpet treatment and while they're being pitied for being bitches and assholes to you, when you have a response, you're not only micromanaged, okay? They'll try to micromanage you. They'll demonize you. They'll ostracize you even further. And then they get this murderous rage towards you. So that causes even more anger, right? And we all know anger is not good for our mind, body, or our soul, okay? So some important things to do is to try to at least do meditation as much as possible. Sit with your anger. Do not deny your anger. You have a right to be angry. If you did something to yourself, you got a right to be angry. But here comes the point where it's having to let it go. You have to purge that stuff out. Because you have to, at the same time, stay present. So if you're triggered or something happens, or some bitch ass niggas, you know, come around doing some stupid shit to you, or some bitches, whatever, you know, or you do it to yourself, like, damn, I didn't think I would do that again. You did, right? Sit with that. And if you can process it, if the environment is appropriate, then process it. And if not, you got to put it on ice and be present, right? So you could be grateful and angry at the same time. You could be extremely angry at whether it's family members, sometimes it's past loved ones, like people who have actually passed. It could be old lovers. You know, we be angry at all sorts of stuff, at an old job, whatever your religious context is, people there. So in order for you to be able to purge those things out, you have to be honest with yourself and say, I'm angry with those person, places, or things. I do not like those person, places, or thing. And then you can go through and say, what can I learn from those person, places, or thing? And what can I learn about myself? Did you enable people to do bitch ass shit towards you? Because I have to take accountability for that. A lot of times when people ostracize and isolate you and slander and gossip and throw dirt on your name, it creates a point of desperation where you're desperate to have some sense or semblance of a friendship. So you'll receive and you'll accept and enable atrocious behavior just to have somebody around you, because it's in the human nature to do that. And abusive people are counting on you to do that. So that's another subject for another day. They'll do that on purpose because they know that human beings are created for connection. They'll take all of your connections, suck them, fuck them, feed them, cash them out, right? And then sit back and enjoy you being ostracized and isolated while they're in company, whether it's bad company or not, whether they have bad manners or not, whether they're unreasonable and irrational or not. And then it causes a sense of prejudice on their behalf, where they feel like they're suchy much, you know, they're well-to-do, they're a made man, right, or a made woman, right? So that'll also cause some irritation. So you have to hold yourself accountable. Am I enabling these motherfuckers? Am I enabling these people to have some semblance of an illusionary friendship or illusionary family? Because I know my definition of family and friendship is different, or my definition of business is different. I don't think that this behavior is acceptable into that, right? So if you go into a business relationship, like say if you're trying to get a job, and they tell you these are the job requirements, this is what you're expected to do, and then you get the job and you don't do what you're expected to do, they're going to fire your ass, right? Rightfully so. So you have to ask yourself, was I supposed to fire people that I allowed to keep working in my space around me when what they were doing didn't meet their job requirement a long time ago, or their role in my life a long time ago, right? Am I honoring people for illusionary associations or points they have in my life that they actually haven't lived up to, just to say that, I have a man, I got a woman, I got a friend, I got a mom, I got a dad, I got a best friend, I got some cousins, I got an auntie and uncle. Are they acting in those roles? So then you have to take accountability and say, I have to remove myself from people, places, and things, right? And hold myself accountable for enabling abusive behavior towards you. Because I guarantee you, most abusive people will never deal with the bullshit they doing to you. They be downright ready to fuck your ass up. You understand what I'm saying? And then talk about you afterwards and have a good laugh and maybe a good fucking session as well. A good smoke, a good drink, all on your behalf, laughing at your demise. Is more common than you think. So coming out of the ashes of anger, even though stuff been burnt up around you and stuff fucked up, stuff happened that you did to yourself and others, when you come out of the ashes of anger, just know that it's going to happen again. You're going to get angry again, and then what are you going to do about that? Are you going to peel back the layers of your anger to deal with the frustration, the disappointment, the letdown, the abandonment, the rejection, like the intentional rejection, the bullying, the ostracizing, the isolating, the joking, the sneering, the slandering, the bitchiness, the asshole shit? Are you going to deal with those things, or are you going to keep covering it up? Because I guarantee you something small is going to trigger you again. And I'm speaking from personal experience. Not because I'm like, I'm so evolved. No, I'm right there with you. Okay? I have a lot of things that angers me. And a lot of people, when they're abusive, depending on their level of power, they would not even want you to express your anger. Think about how psychotic that is. I'm going to fuck you up, and bitch, you better not say a damn thing. So you have no one to speak to. You have no one to talk to, no one to confide in. And they find pleasure in that. Are those people that you should have fired a long time ago? Are you enabling those stupid-ass people's behavior in your life? Because I can guarantee you they will never accept this bullshit that they're putting down. Okay? So let's deal with this anger that coming out of the ashes of anger. And as you come out of the ashes of anger, when stuff is burnt, you're going to see the remnants. Let's act like we're in a field and something got burnt down and it's looked down into the ground. And you're going to see the remnants of frustration, of irritation, of betrayal, of being backstabbed, of being lied on, of being gossiped about, of addictions, stuff you did to yourself, rejection, abandonment. Those are the things that are going to be the remnants and the charred remains of coming out of the ashes of anger. Okay? And so as you begin to look through those things and sift through those things, you're not going to be comfortable at all. But when you acknowledge, yes, I was betrayed 1,000 times, right? No matter how many, whatever your life story is, I don't judge. Yes, I was lied on. Yes, they misunderstood me on purpose. Yes, they wanted others to do that. Yes, they did cock block. Yes, they did steal from me. Yes, they did want me to be fucked up. Yes, they did prey on my downfall. Yes, they wanted me dead. Yes, they hated my ass. Yes, they fucked my ex several times and laughed about it. Yes, they did want to, whatever, you know, destroy my family. Yes, they did. So, yes, I did, right? And so as you go through them, come to you. Yes, I did enable them. Yes, I tried to see the good in people. Some people don't have it in them. Yes, I didn't speak up for myself and say anything for the illusionary notion of keeping false peace while they're laughing at you not saying nothing about them stupid, about their stupid ass behavior. Yes, after a while, I started enabling that. When you acknowledge those things coming out of the ashes of anger, you're still going to be uncomfortable, but you acknowledging it is showing compassion to yourself, even in the face of people not showing it to you. Because again, this is a social norm. Compassion has dried up. Empathy is viewed as weakness. So don't expect that, right? Like the movie Great Expectations or the book. Don't have great expectations for people with that. A lot of them don't even have it. They don't give it to themselves, which is why they can't give it out to you. So look within yourself and feel and look through those charred remains coming out of the anger, ashes of anger, and see what is there. And I acknowledge it. Now, as I acknowledge it, sometimes more anger is going to build up. This is where the rage comes from. And rage is repressed anger over years, maybe decades, okay, for some of us, right? And this is where, at this point, if it's too much for you to bear, you may have to seek out a therapist, a psychotherapist, maybe get some medication, do some meditation, seek out a mentor, or whatever your religious sect. And you're going to have to deal with that. And then you're going to have to come to a stance where, am I going to be able to forgive these people enough to continue a relationship or any type of association with them? And if the answer is no, there's no need to have a big blow up, because your silence and your absence will speak louder than you hollering. Because remember, they want you to do that so they can have something to talk about. Remember that. So as we're coming out of the ashes of anger, and as we're looking down and the smoke is clearing and the dust is settling, and we can see the charred remains of things we have done to ourselves, allowed to be done to us, and things that people have done to us. We are accepting the things. We are acknowledging the things. And then we are moving forward. And if it happens again, if you're triggered again, deal with it again. Because being present and being grateful and then being triggered can all happen in the same damn time. Because healing is spatial. It's not linear. This is Humble Dime and Humble Dame. You guys have a wonderful day. And remember, let's deal with our anger today. Acknowledge it. it deserves, your anger deserves a voice.